Five MTA employees have died from the coronavirus, the agency announced this afternoon. Five MTA workers. Many of them tested positive, many more. The more are in quarantine. The MTA's interim president, Sarah Feinberg, is on the news line. We appreciate your time. I know it's a difficult time. Can you tell us about these employee deaths? And were they involved in any particular area of operations and transit?
Yeah, this is a devastating day, and it's been a devastating couple of weeks for New York City Transit. These individuals worked across various modes, so buses, subways. One was a train operator, one was a track worker. So, just like other cities and states are suffering, you know, these came from across the board at New York City Transit, and we're just devastated.
About the level of staffing overall, are you seeing more employees calling out? Are you confident that you'll be able to keep up the level of service that you've been able to provide thus far?
Well, you know, for now, we're providing the best service we can with the crews that we have. Anyone who's out in the system today or the end of last week is probably feeling like trains are not coming as often as they're used to. We're running what we refer to as our essential service. We're running the best that we can right now, but it's not great. And it's not what people are used to. We have a lot of folks who are out sick, and we have thousands of people who are on quarantine at this point. So, we want to keep people as safe as possible. And so if there's any kind of potential exposure, we make sure that we have quarantined anyone that person has been in contact with. As a result, we do not have sufficient crews to run the kind of service that people are used to at this point.
We've been hearing about overcrowding on the trains. There's been some video knocking around on social media. The NYPD ready to take steps. What can you tell us about that? Is the MTA prepared to do some things to try and address this issue?
Well, the NYPD and the MTA police actually are all out in force at our request, and we're pleased that they're working with us on it. You know, the crowding issues seem to be very sporadic. We're not seeing it in a lot of places. We're asking people to use common sense to the best of their ability. If the train approaches and you see a crowded car, please keep walking down the platform to a less crowded car. Some of the typical behavior you would probably use anyway. It's sporadic, but it's not, it's not something that we want to see, particularly at this moment in time. So we're working closely with the police at all of what I would call the sort of hot spots for crowding would be. To be honest, the feedback from the police today is they're really not seeing much crowding at all, and they're at a lot of our hubs. Roosevelt, Parsons, Fulton, those places, they're not seeing a lot of crowding, but to the extent where it's showing up, they're trying to disperse it right away, keep people moving so that folks aren't bunched together.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time on what is a very tough day for the MTA. The MTA interim president, Sarah Feinberg, on the line. Thank you so much.
Thank you.